pretty good place to set a record.
Yes, definitely. Definitely an honor to come home to my hometown and get that record. To hold the franchise record for most touchdowns is just unbelievable. And I got to give a lot of credit to my teammates, my coaches. We're just always working together and making strides every single day that we step out on the practice field. And just seeing everyone, how the way they work, seeing all the opportunities the coaches gave me, and giving some credit to myself coming in and working hard every single day to get to where I need to be. And it's just an awesome experience. And Stanley Morgan actually called me actually to congratulate me. And he was an awesome player, awesome guy. And he said congratulations, and it was pretty cool. So to get a phone call from him already right after the game in the locker room was something special. And it's cool. But, I mean, always the wins are definitely way more important. It's awesome to get that win for sure. And that's what's most important is going out there and having a team win, which we did today on the offensive ball and defensive ball, side of the ball. But overall, I mean, it's definitely an honor. But I just got to keep on working, keep on grinding every single day.
Rob, when you were growing up and, you know, maybe coming with your brothers and dads and friends to the stadium, could you ever envision that this would be the place where you'd set that kind of a record?
Nope. We never envisioned it like that. I never envisioned it like that. Definitely envisioned big things, though, but nothing like on the scale of being like this. So it's just unbelievable. And to come back to my hometown where I grew up, watching all the Bills games versus the Patriots. So it's just an unbelievable honor. And just got to give a lot of credit due to the just organization overall for giving me all the opportunities and helping me to get to where I am.
Can you talk us through the touchdown, and did Tom change the play?
It was definitely, it's a two-call play. I mean, it's a lot of times, like 50% of the time in the games, you get two calls, and whatever it looks better, he's going to change it to. So he did a great job alerting the play, and I just ran the route that I needed to run, and he put an excellent ball out there to do what I had to do to score.
What did you see from the coverage on the
play? I just saw, it was cover four, I think. I just kind of had a feeling, just had to get up on the safety's toes, give him a little move and cross his face. And Tom read it super well, and it was a great throw and a great play overall.
And the bow?
The bow, just bowing. you know, just bowing, it was awesome. But I want to give a shout-out to my mom, too, because the first thing yesterday, we sat down, I saw her, she came to my hotel, with everyone, we sat down, she goes, "Rob, I'm so proud of you when you score your 69th touchdown." So I was like, I got to give her a shout out now for sure for letting me know that she's super proud of me. So hi, Mom, and thank you.
Rob, talk about the punt return. Obviously, you talked about Amendola, and not a big stats guy, but a big play guy. What that kickoff return meant?
That kickoff return meant a lot. I mean, it changes the momentum right away in the second half, just like that. Just getting the kickoff return, bringing it to like what the 25 he brought it to was just awesome. We had great blocking, saw a lot of great blocks, and Amendola just had a great run.
Rob, when you're here in the off season, people obviously they know you, they like you, they love you, whatever. When you're here on the field, they can't stand you, and they can't stand, you know, Brady and the Patriots and the whole thing. Can you feel that at all when you're on the field coming from?
Yes, I feel that for sure. When you get 50 middle fingers from the people in the first three rows, so I definitely feel that.
What do you think?
I feel it.
What do you think it's like for Brady to come in here? I mean, he's tortured them for even longer than you have, and the tandem has been brutal for the people here.
Yes, it's awesome. I love being part of this organization. Love being part of the Brady era. I mean, I couldn't. Asked to be in any better situation when I got drafted here 7 years ago. It was definitely an honor, and I'm super glad that that's what happened. I got drafted to the New England Patriots, man. So it's just awesome to come here and tear it up.
Rob, can you talk about the versatility of this offense with a family today? Is either Hogan or yourself or Jewel for them at all?
Yeah, that's what makes this game so awesome. It's a team game. It's not about individuals at all. And just dispersing the ball, Tom's doing such a great job. You look at the stat sheet, probably everyone probably had 3, 4, 5 catches, just 6 guys. And just it's just awesome. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know who he's going to throw it to. And everyone's working hard. Everyone works hard to get open, and we all try to help each other out. So it's just a huge part of our game and stuff, a huge part of our offense, giving the ball to a lot of players. Helps out big time.
Maybe they're saying you're number one. The middle fingers.
Oh, no, no, they're not. I could tell by the facial expressions and everything.
Does it mean that is there a sense of significance knowing that the Bills stuck it to you guys 16-0 a month ago?
Yeah, it's how that game went. It's just great to come in here and now and show them what we're really about and put up all those points. I mean, you know, they talk all that. Everyone talks all that every single time they got that win, 16-0. 16-0 or whatever it was, but I'm so glad we came in here and showed them what we're really about.
Rob, against the Bills, you have 11 touchdowns in 11 games, I think. Against Pittsburgh, it's even more. What is it with homecoming for you?
I don't know. I just go out and play every game the same. I just go hard every game.
Speaking of homecoming, it was double homecoming, also for Chris Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah, that was huge. I was so happy for Chris Hogan to see him get that touchdown. It was a bomb. I was, like, kind of middle of the field, so the ball got thrown over my head, and I was watching it. Like, well, it looked like a bird just going. And then just saw Hogan. I looked at Hogan. I was like, oh, he's got his man beat. And I saw him make the play and score a touchdown. I was super happy for him, and he definitely deserves it. He's a great guy, great teammate, and a hard worker. That was another turning point. I mean, a lot of big plays are a lot of turning points. The Amendola run, Hogan's touchdown. You want to make big plays at big times to help turn the game.
The final question. You mentioned that Stanley Morgan called after the game to congratulate you. Obviously, you weren't around when he played for the team 77-89. But what have you learned about his style of play? Anything about him as a player as you two are now linked?
I'm going to tell the truth. I really don't know much about Stanley Morgan, and it'll be actually a great honor to actually meet him in person and actually study up on his game and see what he's all about. So I'm going to be looking forward to that.
He beat his record about half as many games. How is that possible?
Just doing what I got to do, coming in every day, working hard every day, and just being in the right situation and taking advantage of it. Every time you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage, and you got to be ready. So it's all about hard work, dedication, and going hard.